former Environmental Affairs Minister Nomvula Mokonyane slammed those who criticized President Ramaphosa in public. Mokonyane was speaking on the Sunday Times Politics Weekly podcast last Friday. She will contest for a Deputy Secretary General position at the party's elective conference.
You seem to have warmed up. You have better relations. You have a relationship with a president that, you know, we've seen it in videos.
Rutman,
you know. Would you be against a second term for the president?
We have a number of branches that can even make a person to qualify being a president. The number of branches outstanding. I don't want to isolate myself from the realities in the movement. I have a great respect for the president. And for me, there is no president I have never been labeled to have shown allegiance to.
She said she does not defy party leaders and has respected all ANC leaders.
I've never been called to any president. Two, I don't know how to be defiant against a leader of the ANC. Angwazi, the only thing that I'm unable to do, I'm not a drum majorette. I have my views and I look forward to a platform to speak and I speak my mind. So even with President Cyril Ramaphosa, the attack you make against him in public harms the movement, the brand ANC. Wait for the NEC meeting and tell him what you think of him. I've done it. The latest is this past Monday. I've done it. I speak my mind against all of them. But when there is work to be done and it must be him who claims the glory of it, I will do it. Because tomorrow there will be a leader that I would have voted for. What must the other people do?
Mokonyane slammed party comrades who become disruptive when elections approach.
What I will not do, I'm not like all these others who go out today and say, no, we don't want that so-and-so. So-and-so was bad. That's cheap and populist politics. And I've lost respect on those comrades. I've lost respect, and some of them I have defended, but I've watched how they are Sonny Kodimas. They're very evil, very evil. To an extent where some of the things that they say, thinking they are appeasing President Ramaphosa, he himself will never say or do. I mean, we're all in Eteguini this past weekend. After that heated weekend where everybody was, it was a free ride, they were smiling and kissing and toasting. And when you stand there amongst people, and people look at you and say, you are unreliable. There are many, especially men, I will never campaign for. Very evil, if you follow their history, when it comes to this period of election, they lose their balls. They become destructive. Ask me tomorrow if there's a program to take the president. I'll pull it and I'll make him look good. Because in the eyes of the public and with us until the 18th of December, he's still the president of the ANC. It's that balance that you need. It is that balance that you need so that then contestation doesn't seem as a fight, you know, life or death. You know, contestation must be contestation. And at the end of the day, let's rally behind the ANC. It will be time and space that will prove you wrong or right on the choice we have made. And it is also up to the leader whether you are a unifier or not.
Other aspects of the interview can be heard on the Sunday Times Politics Weekly podcast published this week, where the former minister spoke of attempts to have her killed and addressed Busasa corruption allegations. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.